us at fringe on KRVS at yahoo.com. FRINGEONKRVS at yahoo. If you want to ask about any of the music that was played tonight on the program or just send holiday well wishes, we greatly appreciate it. Also, please visit our website, krvs.org. And to all who contributed this year to our fundraisers or at any time at all, on behalf of myself and all of KRVS, thank you very, very much and happy holidays. Well, last week, we heard a Wonder Woman Christmas story, and we're going to follow tradition. As we do every year at Christmas here, we're going to hear Batman in A Christmas Carol Caper.
Christmas Eve in Gotham City. Is it our imagination, or is the city more peaceful than usual? Has the magic of Christmas silenced the screaming sirens, the whine of bullets, the thousand frightening voices of terror in the city at night? We find Batman and Robin wondering about the same thing as we join them.
You know, Robin, it's been a pleasure just relaxing at home for a change.
Yeah, no special calls for help from the police or anybody. And I kind of like it for a change, too.
The only thing on our schedule for tonight is the Christmas party at the Southside Mission down on Skid Row. And come to think of it, we better get going.
Okay.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello. Is this Batman?
Yes.
I have a singing telegram for you.
How nice. Sing away.
I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas and no more New Year's.
Who is this?
I can assure you, friend, if you go out tonight, you won't live long enough to find out.
What was that all about?
No, nothing. Just some creep crawling under the woodwork. Come on, let's get to the party. I don't want to be late.
And as they make their way through the shadowy streets of the city...
Don't turn around, Robin, but I think someone's following us.
How do we handle it?
When we reach the corner just ahead, slip around fast and we'll grab him when he comes by. Ready? Now.
He's coming closer. Okay.
Now. Gotcha. Oh, I'm so sorry, madam. I thought...
How dare you! I'm going to call the police! Help! Help!
She's too hysterical to listen to explanations.
We better get out of here fast.
Are you sure someone was following us?
Well, I thought... If I wasn't sure then, I am now. Over here, quick. In this doorway.
Did you see where the shots came from?
Right across the street. We're trapped.
Hey, Batman! Why don't you just walk out nice and easy like with your little friend and get this over with? Ha 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 ha! Decked them all with an M3 volley. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the reason I'm so jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Now I know who that is. It's Rudy Snow, alias Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hitman. Hey, Rudy!
Oh, you remember me, eh?
How about a deal, Rudy? You let us go and I'll let you go.
Let me go? Ha ha ha! That's very funny, but you're just wasting time, Batman.
What do we do? Your bluff didn't work.
It was no bluff. Watch this.
The Batarang, of course. It can go around corners. Works like a boomerang.
Here she goes.
Oh! Bullseye!
There you are, Captain.
It's Rudolph, the red-nosed hitman. Must be wanted in a dozen states.
And you got him. See you later.
Hey, wait a minute. Any other charges besides assault with intent to murder and illegal possession of a deadly weapon?
Yes. Charge him with disturbing the peace on Christmas Eve.
Don't you think it would be better to go the rest of the way by Batmobile?
Oh, I don't think so. With Rudy in jail, we shouldn't have any more trouble. And it's such a nice, clear night for walking.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Da-da-da-da-dee-doo, da-da-da-da.
Look at that crowd! crazy driver. He must be drunk, heading right at us. And his lights shining right in our eyes.
Quick, use the bed ropes.
Flinging their ropes so that they catch onto a ledge two stories up on the building behind them, the two clamber up out of harm's way as the killer car, driving right up on the sidewalk, goes out of control.
Phew, what a mess. Do you recognize either of those two characters?
Do I ever? This one, the driver, is Maxie the Minstrel Man, bouncer at a sleazy go-go joint downtown.
What a name!
Fancied himself a song and dance man, but soon discovered his only talent was beating up helpless drunks.
Any other one? Look, he's dressed in a Santa Claus suit.
It's Sammy, the Southside Santa. For years, he's been a fixture in the Christmas scene down there. I don't get it. He's been involved in petty larceny, but never anything like this.
Look, he's still alive, trying to say something.
You're right. Sammy, it's me, Batman. Can I do anything for you?
No, no. Just listen. Just listen. I didn't want to be in on this. He made me.
Who, Sammy? Who made you?
I could never kill.
He's gone. Poor Sammy. Really as gentle a man as you'd ever meet.
Well, one thing is for sure, someone is out to get us.
And whoever it is knew exactly when we went out tonight and where we were going.
Someone at the Southside Mission?
Yeah, the Southside Mission. After we call the police to clean up here, we're going to take a good look at that place. Seems to me there's more going on down there than a Christmas party for the down and out.
In the Southside Mission, run and financed almost exclusively through the efforts of Dr. Jonathan Carroll, 100 of the less fortunate of Gotham City are enjoying a delicious turkey dinner with all the trimmings.
God bless old Dr. John. This is the first good meal I've had in a month.
I don't know what we'd do down here without him.
When I broke me arm a month ago, he fixed it up and wouldn't charge me a cent.
Look, he's getting up on the stage. He's going to speak. Hooray for Dr. John. Yay, hooray.
Thank you, friend. I hope you're enjoying the meal. And don't be afraid to ask for second. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to bore you with any speeches. I wish we could have had some musical entertainment tonight. But instead... Batman and Robin, just in time. Come in, come in.
That's Dr. Carroll. He runs the place, and he's the one who invited us down here.
You think he may be the one that...
Awfully hard to believe, but let's play it straight. Well, Dr. John, nice to see you, and nice to be here. Quite an affair you've put together here.
Oh, I had lots of help from my friends out there, like Helen and William and Mrs. McCready there at the front table. Hi, Mrs. Mack. And especially Rodney Do-Good.
Rodney Do-Good?
Yes, Rodney's a regular here and practically my right-hand man. He's right over... Oh, not there. Must have stepped out for a minute. He'll probably be right back.
But Rodney Do-Good at that moment is up to no good. In his room in a dingy lodging house right across the street from the mission, we see a very different man from the gentle derelict befriended by Dr. John.
Everything I tried failed. My warning not to go out didn't frighten him away. Two attempts to eliminate him were bungled. This time we will not fail. You got it straight now. When you hear the singing, that's when you make your entrance.
Only one thing, boss. If you goes back in there, ain't Batman gonna recognize you and blow the whole thing?
Don't worry. I doubt if even the brilliant Batman will be able to tell that Dr. John's most successful example of rehabilitation, Rodney Do-Good, and escaped convict Rodney Crawfield are one and the same person.
Meanwhile, back at the mission...
My friend, I'm sure you all know Batman and his young friend Robin. Batman, won't you say a few words?
Okay, but just as few as I possibly can. I am delighted to be here and see all of you. And I promise you and Dr. John, I'll always be a friend of the Southside Mission. Thank you.
Oh, Rodney, there you are. Come up and meet Batman.
It's an honor to shake your hand, sir.
Glad to meet you, Rodney. Dr. John's told me a lot about you.
Thank you. Can I get you something from the kitchen? Some cake, perhaps some coffee?
Sounds good to me. Something strangely familiar about this guy.
And Dr. John, why not start the carol singing? I think you'll enjoy it, Batman. Somehow it seems to take on a special meaning down here. I'll be right back.
Good idea. See what I mean, Batman? He's such a good man.
Yeah, I guess so. What did Rodney mean by special meaning? I wonder.
How about it, everybody? Feel like singing?
Yeah!
Let's go!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Very good. Now, how about
Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yeah, sleep in heavenly peace, Batman.
But with the fine-tuned reflexes of the super athlete that he is, Batman leaps to a chandelier hanging from the ceiling above the tables and swings like a trapeze artist the whole length of the hall, landing on top of a very surprised would-be assassin.
That makes three down tonight.
Good going, Batman. Beside himself in rage, an infuriated Roger Crawfield witnesses the failure of his third attempt on the life of Batman.
Fools! Incompetent fools, all of them! I should have known. If you want a job done right, do it yourself.
Throwing all caution to the winds, he grabs a rifle hidden in the kitchen, rushes to the stage and aims at Batman, who is so busily engaged in tying up a dazed and befuddled Fingers that he doesn't see the rifle aimed at his back.
Your luck has run out this time, Batman.
Rodney, no!
Just as Rodney pulls the trigger, Dr. John pushes the rifle barrel up and the shot goes harmlessly into the ceiling.
Oh, fool! I should have got rid of you a long time ago. See how you like this rifle barrel over your head.
Oh!
And now I'm getting out of this crummy joint once and for all.
Running out the back door, he races up the fire escape to the roof with Batman close on his heels.
You might as well give up, Rodney. I remember you now, and I'll put you behind bars again, just the way I did 6 years ago.
Oh, no, you won't, Bird Brain.
Now, missed again, Rodney. Ready or not, here I come.
And then begins a wild chase across the rooftops of Gotham City, the frenzied efforts of the criminal to escape, making him an even match for the super smooth running machine we know as Batman.
Maybe you can hitch a ride with Santa Claus, Rodney. He'll be coming any minute now.
This'll shut you up, smart mouth.
You're running out of bullets, Rodney, and looks like you're running out of space, too. Look ahead.
To his horror, Rodney sees that the rooftop of the next building is over 30 feet away.
Give it up, Rodney. I've got you trapped.
Oh, no, you haven't.
And Rodney races forward in a desperate leap for freedom.
Rodney! Don't!
It is an hour later at the mission. The police and all the guests have gone.
How do you feel now, Dr. John?
Fortunately, it was a glancing blow, so I'll be all right. The shock of learning about Rodney.
Yeah, imagine using the mission as a recruiting center and headquarters for his gang of crooks.
That's why he didn't want me to reach here alive. And he would have succeeded if it hadn't been for you, Dr. John.
And if it hadn't been for you and Robin, who knows what would have happened to me in the Southside mission? How can I ever?
Listen, the bells.
Midnight. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Batman. Robin?
And Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dr. John.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and all said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the love. got a feeling this year is for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap lass. Happy Christmas, you're our side, pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
One of the most beautiful songs ever written, Christmas or not, that's the Pogues with Fairy Tale of New York. You're listening to The Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles and on the web at krvs.org. Part two of our Christmas show. I'm James Vanway. Hope you're enjoying it. Here's a Christmas song you might be familiar with.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Put the loot in the boot, Santa, you've gotta be good to me. Another jewel would be cool, Big Daddy. They're having a sale down at Tiffany's. Last year's mink was fine for a while, but Santa, honey, it's now out of style. So put the loot in the boot, Santa, if you wanna share my company. Put the jack in the sack, Nicky, and bring it right down to me. Another deed's what I need, Nicky. Uranium mines suit me to a T. Although gold and platinum are nice, uranium this year, or else it's no dice. So put the loot in the boot, Santa, then I'll let you share my company. Some cash on the sash, Big Daddy. I wanna go on a spree. I'll put your ex on more checks, honey. I've used all the ones from last year, you see. Really, I've been good this whole year. So Santa, darling, please be a dear. I'll put the loot in the boot, Big Daddy. I'll be waiting at the Christmas tree, yeah. Waiting at the Christmas tree, uh-huh. Waiting at the Christmas tree, yeah. Waiting at the Christmas tree.
My stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing.
Our hearts are full of joy, full of joy, full of joy, and music's in the air,
in the air, in the air,
and voices want to sing, and we will sing.
question like that. Of course I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's all right here on my list. I've got mistletoe and holly. I've got peppermints and lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited, getting ready for Christmas in the stars. Yes, Artu, of course it's terrific, but there's more. Everyone will have a cookie. I bought extra for the Wookiee. I just hope that everybody can be here. If they all have marked the date, and if none of them is late, we'll have our greatest of Christmases this year.
Two moons above us, we'll see them fall. As we go sleighing in the evening, all are blue and frozen strong.
Why is that droid floating?
Because he is wearing hover skates.
Take those off,
R5D4.
We are supposed to build the toys, not play with them.
If they're not ready by Christmas, Esplaz will be furious.
I agree, Artu. We had better help them. Perhaps Chewie can help, too.
Watch out, R5D4! You are under the mistletoe! Oh, no, that big furry thing kissed him!
Only a Wookiee would kiss a droid for Christmas.
Christmas in the stars! Stars. What a merry Christmas this will be! Christmas in the stars, out among the stars. What a merry, merry Christmas! A very merry Christmas this will be! What is that? That, my silly friend, is the sound of bells. What are the bells?
I had a Christmas party in my upstairs flat. Just me and a little man who was kind of fat. He came down my chimney like an acrobat. He brushed off the snow and said, "Suppose we have a chat." He was kind of mellow, this chubby little fellow, so I offered him a drink. After three or four, we wound up on the floor. Man, he was quick as a wink. Friends, don't get excited, I could not resist, because all he wanted was just to do the twist. Singing, he began to insist. In a kind of a daze, we tried the new dance craze, the horizontal twist. I sure don't regret it, it was kind of fun. He was a crazy twister, a sneaky son of a gun. But I sure got suspicious when he hopped in his sleigh, and as he drove off I heard a deep voice say, "Up dancer, up prancer, tropical cancer." He wasn't Santa at all, but we had a swinging ball. That's all.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey Santa, I hear you just got in from San Jose. Got a little trouble out that way, but I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this. Christmas at Kmart, all over the store.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
People are buying just a little bit more.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
So if you're still shopping,
with money to spend. This album by Root Boy Slim.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
The mood ring counter is all aglow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
When Root Boy starts, here's a Christmas show.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Why no sleep on the hot air grill? Take their Christmas pill.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Cough syrup sold out tonight.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Those locker room users in their usual fright.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
That lingerie counter was grab and go. Shoplifters' bags on overflow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Santa got a dose in San Jose.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Come to the Kmart, wants love to stay.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
I must have died and gone to heaven. Christmas at the 7-Eleven. So you gotta spit now, Santa. Hope you find a nice girl at the Kmart. Get your things straightened out. You want an autograph album, Santa? Here you go. It's the Root Boy Slim album. There you go. See you, Santa, next year.
I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard, pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings them toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Bang, bang, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and I know just why, because I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard, pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings him toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Squirt, squirt, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none.
I wait. so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, stayed up late at night to see Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said, you jerk, this cold doesn't work.
Don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, don't believe in Christmas, cause I didn't get nothing last year.
All right.
That's the Sonics, and this is Mr. James Brown.
Not only to you, to God, number one, to you, number two, and for all the wonderful things. You know, when I look at a beautiful day, I say, God is happy. Sing one time.
Make this Christmas mean something this year.
I say it's happy because the birds are tweeting, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the breeze, the leaves are flying. Everybody feels nice. We just say, oh God, thanks for all the wonderful things. You even see a little snow sometimes. But you know, God only knows how the Christmas is gonna look. So one more time, I'll say,
let's make this Christmas.
One more time, I want you to sing one more time.
Let's.
No, no.
Make this Christmas.
No.
Mean something.
Let's make it look all right.
This year.
Now let's make our next year be as nice as this year. Now Christmas gotta be the kind of a Christmas that we remember a long time ago. You remember when everybody used to look forward to Santa Claus? You'd want to know what you're going to have the next day. You couldn't wait until Christmas morning and jump up. But that's the morning that you wouldn't go to your table. You'd go straight to your little sack, hanging on the mantel, over the fireplace. Let's You know, I just enjoyed this. And I really can't find enough words that would really make me express myself, the good feeling that I have. But I want to say thanks. Thank you, God. And now, let's make Christmas the kind of a Christmas that we remember. You know, you made Christmas very, very beautiful for me in my past years. But let's make this Christmas good for everybody. The kind of a Christmas that Mom, Dad, Granddad.
Let's
make Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
And all the bags and wings. No.
Mean something. This year. Let's
make Christmas. Let's make it a beautiful.
Make this Christmas
a lovable.
Mean something.
Enjoy a Christmas now.
This year.
Oh, let the violin play. Let the violin play now. Feels so good. Come on. I'll see you Christmas morning. If I don't, you see Santa Claus.
I can dig it.
He was black.
Right on.
He had an afro.
was really out of sight. Now I'm going to tell everybody that I saw Santa.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Santa Claus is a black man. Santa Claus is a black man. He's handsome, blonde, with dreads. Yes, he is. Santa Claus is a black man.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday
thank you.
Well, that's just about it, folks, for our Christmas programming here at The Fringe. From me to all of you, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back in the new year with regular underground music programming. Thanks so much for listening this year. And once again, from me and everybody at KRVS, Merry Christmas. And hey, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest yourself a merry little Christmas now.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doucet property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and